The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by Dr. David Peck and the Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, perfecting smiles and promoting good oral and general health. Mitch Hawkins of Hawkins Roofing, serving the Pioneer Valley in Massachusetts. Call Mitch, everyone else does, for slate, snowbelt, valley, and chimney repair. The Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. Haddad, a trusted name in the auto industry for over 80 years. Design Dental in North Liberty, Iowa. Dr. Jeremy Tu and his staff will give you something to smile about. Hudeberg Nissan and Hudeberg Subaru, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City, for great deals and great service. BMW of Darien, located just off I-95 outside of Metro New York City in Darien, Connecticut. And by Video Broadcast Services, Marketing in Motion. Call 888-996-9697. And we do welcome you to the program today on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. This is The Sport of Winning, where we take a look each weekday at how to successfully compete in the sport of winning for your business. Our goal is to provide a comprehensive look and analysis of challenges, solutions, ideas, and proven methods to help you start a business, grow your business, or help you through a challenge you might be experiencing, or whether or not you want to expand or downsize. From your website to profits, we want to help you by providing effective, affordable, and unique ideas to stack your business playbook for success. Our arsenal of tools range from website referrals, concepts, resources that we have used or analyzed to ensure you receive the most up-to-date information and ideas. Today, we're going to be outlining email marketing. If you have any comments or questions, you can call us at 888-996-9697 or email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. So what is Video Broadcast Services? We are a unique and effective, successful online marketing company. We complete your marketing with our SEO, our video SEO, content, social media, and more. Our complete marketing packages include the entire toolbox you need to create a permanent and impressive online presence within the major search engines. And we even include state-of-the-art websites complete with weekly, monthly, daily updates to ensure that your content and your website remains fresh and relevant to your audience. You can reach us again at 888-996-9697. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here and glad to be part of this, you know, great show. We think it's a great show and hope everyone's finding a lot of great value in the information and tools and tips that we provide daily, 5 days a week on this show. And today's topic is really an important topic, you know, something that can help marketers build lists and keep in contact with their, you know, with their customers and potential clients. And it's all about email marketing.
Right, right. So, Kyle, why don't you outline, you know, the strategy of effective email marketing? Now, you know, I have to admit, in full disclosure, that I'm not a huge fan of email marketing. I know that for me, I'm talking about my personal feelings about it. I know it's necessary. It's much like having to keep up with Facebook and Twitter, because without it, you don't look fresh and relevant within the search engines or to your intended audience. But I feel it like at times with the high sensitivity, which is why I picked this topic to do, with the high sensitivity of the spam filters, it's almost nearly next to impossible to effectively market. So can you go over a strategy of how you can effectively incorporate emails and how you can actually get through that?
Well, the spam filters are really difficult now, and getting through them can be very tricky. I mean, I know that there's a lot of programs out there, Constant Contact, AWeber, MailChimp. Yeah, there's some other programs out there that can help you do that, and they give you a score. So when you're typing out an email to send your prospective list, they give you a spam score, and obviously you want to keep that as low as you can. And the higher that spam score is, the greater the chance that you will be, you know, that your message will not get through or be sent to some spam filter. And We also know that there's additional services out there that, you know, prevent spam. Whereas, you know, you have to, if you want to send an email to someone, you have to agree, and get, you know, to send them an email, they have to agree to it. So there's a lot of, you know, hoops that a person has to jump through. And a lot of things that they have to be very cautious of and conscious of to make sure that their emails are getting through, because there are a lot of things that can trip up the spam filters.
Right, and that's, I think that the biggest challenge right now, like if you have a business syntax for your email, it almost guarantees, and I know Comcast has such a sensitive filter that if you send an email to a business, and I ran into this because I was emailing a business about service for my car, and they kept telling me that they weren't getting it. Well, they used Comcast, and Comcast doesn't reject it and kick it back to you saying that it was undeliverable. It just goes off into a what I call the great big spam folder in the sky. And the sender and the receiver are never aware that the email never made it there. So it can be very, very tricky. Just something inconspicuous as, you know, emailing a business about wanting to have somebody call you, or, you know, where you're trying to get service from them, you know, Comcast will automatically flag a business syntax email and not deliver it. So it's very, very difficult. If you're trying to send an email with a large file in it or a link in it or images in it, it will kick it back as well. So it's getting tougher and tougher to use email as a means to market to businesses. So you really have to almost use a service like Constant Contact or MailChimp or AWeber to ensure that you've got at least a fighting chance of getting that email to your intended recipient. So, Kyle, let's talk about writing an effective email, and let's just assume that the email is going to make it to the intended audience. What are some of the things that people need to do to create an effective email, and from subject line to content to their signature? What are some of the strategies that people can incorporate to write an effective email?
Well, I think it's important that when you write an email, writing an email in a way that's something that you would read yourself. So, for instance, if you know it's a lot like some advice that Ty Bennett was given when he was writing a book one time. The author that it was Stephen R. Covey that told him, he said, make sure that you're writing a book for your audience, you know, and not writing a book for yourself. And you know, I think that same kind of philosophy can be applied. Make sure that you're writing something that people want to read, that is, you know, that gets their curiosity going, that's easy to read, and that offers them, you know, offers them value. I mean, obviously, you might have some type of a sales pitch in there, but at the same time, offer them something of value that they can, you know, whether or not they use your service or not, they can take away and say, okay, that's something that I can use in my business and implement, you know, whether or not I use them for their services.
Right. And so you have to, you know, we always talk about, you know, when you're, whether you're calling on a business, whether you're emailing a business, or you're going into a business to try to make a sales call, the last thing you want to do is go in and throw up on them. And I think that that's one of the mistakes that a lot of people make. They go in with too much contact and, you know, content and try to throw up on them on the first appointment without establishing a relationship first. And I think that you need to have that same mindset with an email, that you're just trying to give them an ounce of information in order to kind of introduce yourself, and in hopes that you can then get the appointment to then go in and formally introduce a prospective customer to your products or services. So I think it's important to also have that same mindset when you're doing emails and as you would with a phone call or a face-to-face visit. And, you know, your subject line is really important, but I will caution you, I would not make it deceiving in hopes that they're going to open it, because what you're really going to do is only tick them off, and they're then going to ask to be removed from your email list, and, you know, so be honest about what you're emailing them about. And, you know, if you're trying to, you know, schedule an appointment or schedule a phone call or whatever, you know, those subject lines are more than you know, more than fine to do. But if you're simply looking to get them to open your email, you know, don't put urgent call or something in there that could alarm them, that's deceiving, that is, you know, not point on with what you're trying to do. So I definitely think that you have to make sure that you're being honest and forthright with what you're trying to accomplish. Carl, anything else before we go today?
No, that's all really great advice and very helpful. And, yes, stuff that people can take away and start implementing. And, you know, if you're writing emails, like Marcia said, that, you know, where you're throwing up on people, definitely, you know, take a step back and look at that and see how you can be more effective in your copywriting.
Short and sweet, honest, and, yeah, keep it short. Establish the relationship and then formally introduce your product or service. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We hope you found this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program, please call us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal here each weekday is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by Dr. David Peck and the Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, perfecting smiles and promoting good oral and general health. Mitch Hawkins of Hawkins Roofing, serving the Pioneer Valley in Massachusetts. Call Mitch, everyone else does, for slate, snowbelt, valley, and chimney repair. The Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. Haddad, a trusted name in the auto industry for over 80 years. Design Dental in North Liberty, Iowa. Dr. Jeremy Tu and his staff will give you something to smile about. Hudeberg Nissan and Hudeberg Subaru, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City, for great deals and great service. BMW of Darien, located just off I-95 outside of Metro New York City in Darien, Connecticut. And by Video Broadcast Services, marketing in motion. Call 888-996-9697.